Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bulletproof Husband by Jonathan Welton is a marriage improvement guide written primarily for men who feel stuck in recurring arguments, emotional distance, and a loss of confidence in their role as a husband. Positioned as a practical how-to manual rather than a clinical therapy text, it focuses on actionable habits and communication shifts intended to reduce conflict and rebuild trust, respect, and intimacy. The book speaks directly to scenarios where a wife signals serious dissatisfaction, such as talk of separation, divorce, or feeling disconnected. And it addresses the confusion many husbands feel when their attempts to fix the problem only seem to make things worse. Welton draws on a personal turnaround narrative and the broader ideas taught in the Bulletproof Husband online program, framing the work as a roadmap for restoring peace at home. While it may carry a Christian-influenced tone through the author's background, the core emphasis is coaching style guidance aimed at practical relational change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking the conflict cycle instead of trying to win arguments. A central focus of the book is helping husbands recognize that repeating arguments are often sustained by patterns, not by the specific topic being debated, rather than treating each disagreement as a problem to solve with better logic or stronger proof. The book pushes men to identify escalation triggers and the habits that keep conflict looping. This includes the tendency to approach marriage strain like a technical failure to be fixed quickly, which can come across as dismissive or controlling when a partner is signaling emotional pain. The book emphasizes de-escalation as a skill slowing down reactions, reducing defensiveness, and prioritizing a calm, safe tone so discussions do not spiral into personal attacks. In this framework, progress is measured less by getting the last word and more by restoring stability and emotional safety. The practical value is that men who feel constantly on trial or perpetually failing can shift from combat mode to repair mode. By focusing on how fights unfold and how to interrupt them, the book aims to replace chronic tension with a steadier, more cooperative atmosphere. Secondly, understanding what your wife is signaling when needs feel unending. The Bulletproof Husband repeatedly addresses a common husband experience feeling overwhelmed by what seem like unending needs, shifting expectations, or complaints that are hard to translate into clear action. The book frames this not as an unsolvable mystery, but as a call to improve emotional understanding and responsiveness. It encourages men to interpret signals behind statements and behaviors, such as withdrawal, increased phone use, or intense criticism, as indicators of disconnection. Lack of trust, or unmet emotional needs rather than mere hostility. Instead of treating the situation as irrational, the book suggests that a wife may be communicating fear, disappointment, or a sense of loneliness in the relationship. The coaching style approach is to reduce guessing by building consistent behaviors that restore reliability and security over time. This topic is also tied to the book's stated goal of helping men regain respect and trust, not through grand gestures but through a repeatable pattern of steadiness. The overall message is that understanding is a practiced skill, and that a husband can become more effective by focusing on what the relationship needs to feel safe and valued. Thirdly, communicating feelings without escalating the fight. A key practical theme is communication that lowers conflict rather than igniting it. The book speaks to men who either avoid emotional language entirely or only express feelings once frustration has already peaked, which often results in harsh delivery or shutdown. Its approach aims to give husbands tools for speaking clearly while minimizing blame, defensiveness, and counterattacks. The emphasis is not on perfectly crafted phrases, but on learning how timing, tone, and intent shape how words land. When a husband feels accused, labeled, or misunderstood, the instinct can be to argue facts, correct details, or countercharge. The book instead nudges men toward expressing what they feel and what they want in ways that make connection more likely, such as staying calm, being specific, and taking responsibility for their side of the dynamic. It also implicitly addresses situations where a husband is being called terms like narcissist or gaslighter by focusing on behavior change and clarity rather than semantic battles. In the book's coaching frame, better communication is less about technique tricks and more about becoming a steady, trustworthy presence who can handle hard conversations without turning them into war. Fourthly, rebuilding trust and respect through consistent leadership at home. The book positions trust and respect as outcomes of repeated lived experiences rather than something a spouse can be argued into giving. For husbands facing emotional distance or serious marriage instability, the guidance centers on becoming dependable and grounded in daily life. This includes taking initiative for personal growth, reducing reactive behavior, and showing follow-through in commitments. The leadership described is not primarily about authority but about stability, being the kind of partner who can remain calm under stress and who responds to problems with maturity, rather than avoidance or anger. The title language about never feeling emasculated again points to another dimension many men experience marital conflict as an attack on identity and competence. The book aims to reframe masculinity in relationship as resilient and self-governed, so a husband can respond without collapsing into passivity or escalating into domination. In that sense, respect is approached as something built through character, emotional strength, and consistent repair efforts. While some readers may see this framing as simplified, the practical takeaway is clear: small, reliable actions compounded over time are presented as the pathway back to credibility and connection. Lastly, choosing proactive change before divorce, crisis, or endless outside advice. The Bulletproof Husband addresses the moment when men feel they have run out of options, they have consumed advice, sought counselors or pastors, read other marriage books, and still feel stuck with more questions than answers. The book speaks into the urgency of separation talk and the fear that the relationship is slipping away. Its proposed solution is proactive self-work and skill building, rather than waiting for the next blow up or outsourcing the entire repair process. This does not position professional help as inherently wrong, but it challenges the pattern of searching for the perfect external fix while avoiding the sustained internal changes that make reconciliation possible. The connection to the Bulletproof Husband online program is also part of the book's context, with the book functioning as an accessible entry point to the main principles. For readers, the useful lens is that marital recovery is framed as a process with steps, not a single conversation that resolves everything. The book encourages men to act with seriousness before the relationship reaches a point of no return, focusing on consistent behavior shifts, calmer communication, and rebuilding emotional safety. Even for those who ultimately pursue counseling, the book presents a mindset of ownership and initiative that can make any intervention more effective. The Bulletproof Husband is best suited for married men who feel trapped in repetitive arguments, sense their wife pulling away, or feel confused by the gap between their intentions and the impact they are having at home. It will also appeal to men who resonate with coaching-style guidance, practical, action-oriented steps focused on personal responsibility, emotional steadiness, and rebuilding trust over time. Readers can benefit by learning to identify escalation patterns, communicate with less defensiveness, and shift from trying to fix a spouse to improving the reliability and safety they bring to the relationship. In that sense, the book's value is less about novel theory and more about a structured push toward behavior change and relational maturity. Compared to many marriage books written for couples as a unit, this one is positioned as a direct manual for husbands, including those who feel labeled, criticized, or emasculated by ongoing conflict. Its distinctiveness in the category is its focus on restoring masculine confidence while still emphasizing de-escalation, steadiness, and repair. Prospective readers should also be aware that some reviews view it as simplified or too closely tied to the author's associated program. So it may work best when approached as a practical starting point rather than a complete, clinical treatment of complex marital dynamics. For men ready to take initiative, it offers a clear framework for changing the tone and trajectory of a strained marriage. If you would like to support Jonathan Welton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.